Well, if you missed it just a moment ago, I was mentioning that there will be a vaccine summit at the White House to kick off what could begin next week, which would be vaccines, shots in arms, as early as next week. And think about this again. The president didn't start his pursuit of the vaccine until January the 13th. I say until to be facetious, because he did that before any Americans had died, before he canceled travel from China. While he was doing Operation Warp Speed, governors and mayors were locking America down. They're still doing it. New York, Michigan, California, and all over this country, lockdowns, destroying restaurants and bars. My next guest says it's a bad idea, Dr. Kevin Pham, a visiting policy analyst at the Heritage Foundation. Dr. Pham, a former graduate fellow in Heritage's health policy team. Doctor, good to have you here. Thank you for taking the time.
Of course. Thanks so much for having me.
First of all, I mean, getting the vaccines from January the 13th to the point that we could have shots in arms the week of December 7th, as I mentioned just moments ago to the listeners, I don't like the word unprecedented, but it applies here, doesn't it?
Absolutely correct. This has literally never been done before, at least not in America. The time span between first identifying the disease in America, the virus in America, and then getting a vaccine to it, and not just a vaccine, but a vaccine that has been proven to be effective on the level that this has been with tens and thousands of participants in the trials, that's truly unprecedented, and it just speaks to how effective the American ingenuity can be, and how much effort we were able to put into this to really do it. It's a little miniature moonshot that we've done here, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, maybe even bigger than the moonshot. It's pretty significant. Meanwhile, you've got these governors and these mayors forcing lockdowns. It's not working, because if lockdowns worked, why are we doing a second one? And the backup question to that is, if lockdowns didn't work, why are we doing a second one? Either they work or they don't.
Right, exactly right. If lockdowns were a solution, then we won't have to do it again. And that's sort of the problem here. The lockdowns that are being done all over the place, people are treating the lockdown itself as the solution to the virus. It was never marketed. It was never marketed as a solution, even by the most prominent pro-lockdown people. They weren't saying that this is how you destroy the virus. It was always to flatten the curve. We don't hear that very much of anymore. But it was only to flatten the curve. It was not to eradicate the virus. And that's but that's how we're treating it. Now we're going back into it again. We know a lot more now than we did back in March, and we know that there are better ways of doing it than just a blanket lockdown that affects everybody, even though the virus only affects certain peoples tremendously.
Well, that's exactly right. So, okay. and then I ask you about, the mask debate continues as well. If masks were so effective, every place I go, people are wearing masks, indoors, outdoors. It doesn't matter. If you go to the grocery or a big box store, everybody's wearing masks. Everybody's trying to do the polite right thing. And yet, in Michigan, where I live, the number of new cases is off the charts. I mean, it's several times what it was in the spring. 190 deaths reported yesterday in Michigan, off the charts. There was only one day in the spring that we passed 200 deaths in a single day. It looks like that's likely to happen. And so if the lockdowns don't work and the masks, anecdotally speaking, they don't work either, do they?
Well, it's not just anecdotal. We know for sure... Now, let me just say, first off, that I am very pro-mask. I think it makes sense that for a respiratory virus, if you put a physical barrier in front of your respiratory orifices, then you're going to get fewer spread, less distribution, and lower volumes than if you were not wearing masks. So that having been said, we do know for certain that a mask mandate does not halt the spread of, or does not halt the rise in cases, because we've seen all over the place that that have had mask mandates continue to have a rise in cases. And an extreme example is in Italy, where there is military police enforcement of mask mandates and heavy fines. Yet still, they are still facing a rise in cases. So we know for sure that the mandates do not work. I think it's still a good idea to encourage people to wear them, But there's just simply not enough evidence to say that this is worth a mandate. And even if there were enough evidence to justify a mandate, that becomes a question of governance too, and that's just bad governance.
Well, just last year, the CDC, in a report on pandemics before we had this pandemic, said masks being worn by healthy people is meaningless. I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but that's what the CDC said. At any rate, if the masks worked and the lockdowns worked, we wouldn't have this happening. Isn't it true, Dr. Pham, that viruses do what viruses do and they're going to spread? You might be able to, hit the curve and move the curve down and all of that, but in the end, people are going to get the illness, and at some point we reach herd immunity, and that's just kind of the way it is, isn't it?
Well, there is, theoretically, if we were able to flatten the curve enough, then the spread in cases would be low enough where we might be able to just decrease the number of people who would get the infection overall. But for something as highly contagious, as highly infectious as COVID-19, then, there's going to be very little that we can do to actually stop it. That doesn't mean we shouldn't try to slow down the spread as much as possible, but but we need to temper what we're trying to do with the reality. It's really about managed expectations here.
Let me ask you this.
Stop a tsunami.
Yeah, you flatten the curve, that's all fine and well, but that doesn't mean you reduce the number of cases. It just means you spread them out over a longer period of time, and instead of having concentrated suffering, you have extended suffering. Have you been tested?
I have not. I am in Northern Virginia right now, where all testing is by appointment only. And this speaks to another thing. There needs to be non-prescription at-home rapid testing, and it needs to be over the counter, ordered by Amazon or whatever. But just right now, all the testing sites around here are heavily impacted, and it's really difficult to get a test.
Yeah, I think that home testing would be nice. Is this going to be the wave of the future? I don't want to be. I don't like the mask. As soon as this thing has passed, I'll never wear a mask again in my life because I think it's annoying, and I remain unconvinced that healthy people wearing a mask has any impact at all, based on the CDC studies, not my own. But where do we go from here? I'll give you the last word.
Sure. The way forward for here, the best way to do any of this is to give people as much information as possible. Lockdowns and mask mandates are based on the idea that pretty much anyone could be infected, including yourself. So if we really want to get out of this, it depends on having information, and that depends on being able to get tested whenever possible. And that what that looks like is being able to purchase a test, either just order it online, get it shipped next day, and then being able to take the test and get results that day yourself. Right now, we don't have that. The FDA really needs to authorize people to take these tests at home. And, this will inform your decisions. Like, if you take a test, you test negative, you can go visit family members. It's something like that. Or you can test people as they walk into a concert or a sports venue or something like that. But that's probably the easiest way to get out of this really quickly.
All right, Dr. Pham, greatly appreciated. Heritage Foundation, former graduate fellow in Heritage's health policy team. Doctor, thank you for being here today.
Thanks so much for having me.
They have it 41 after on this Wednesday. When we come back, Phil Klein will be here. We're going to talk about election fraud and manipulation and theft, frankly. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
According to Fidelity Investments, Roth conversions are up 76% this year. So why the rush to Roth? With a volatile market and likelihood of future tax hikes, thanks to all the government spending, now is the time to take advantage of the lowest tax rates in history and start creating a potentially tax-free retirement. Financial advisors Bruce Van Hull and Mike Douglas can help you find out if a Roth conversion is right for you and build a plan that may lower the taxes you'll have to pay in retirement. Act now before taxes go back up. By working with financial advisors who understand all areas of your finances, including tax planning, call 517-317-6323. That's 517-317-6323. And online at mylifeplanfinancial.com. Investment advisory services offered through Stewart's Wealth Planning, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through Life Plan Financial Design, Inc.
Some of the coolest homes are also some of the warmest. Homeowners who have an eye for detail and quality often have their eye on Oil Heat for its exceptional warmth and its friendly service. oil heat is clean, efficient, and safe. And BioHeat Oil, which blends biodegradable materials, provides a renewable fuel source that's good for your home and environment. Now that's cool. See more at useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.